Welcome to the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. The purpose of this podcast is to help you find healing for your wounds, find hope in your despair, find intimacy in your loneliness, find refuge from the storms of life, basically to help you find a deeper walk with Jesus. There's one thing I know after having lived all these years now, and it is this. Our God wastes nothing. He does not waste our sorrows. He does not waste our wounds. He does not even waste our failures, and that is good news. Hi, I am your host, Dennis Jernigan, and today's podcast is the story behind my song, What Will People Think? This song is from my live worship recording called I Belong to Jesus, Volume 1. This particular song came to me on October 1st and 2nd of 1991. 1 Corinthians 4:10 says this in the New American Standard Bible, "We are fools for Christ's sake." Let me say that again. We are fools for Christ's sake. That'll make more sense after I share the story behind this song. Now, this song came to me as I began to face more and more the possibility of losing my life for taking up the life of Jesus. And that's reality for me. Because I openly declare that homosexual behavior is sin and that there is a way out through Jesus, I realize this is not a popular or politically correct stance, but it is the truth. I know this from my own experience and depth of heart healing in my own life. Such great freedom has come for me as I became honest with myself and with the Lord that I can no longer deny who the Father is to me, or that He wants the same relationship with each and every other human on the face of the planet, regardless of what their sin is. Many say this is a fool's romance. I've heard that. And it is, in a sense. All I know is if being completely loved and accepted in a way no human could ever love me or accept me is foolish, then I am a fool. Hallelujah. I've also been called foolish by other brothers who have meant well. Some have felt it would be detrimental to my ministry if I shared openly about what I used to be or who I used to be. All I can say is I know God has called me to share the hope I've found. If all who have been redeemed would just be honest and say what they've been redeemed from, then many others would realize they don't have to live in the misery of sin. That's just reality. Doesn't what God thinks matter more than what people think anyway? It should. Let this song serve as a safe place to soak in God's presence as you ponder the questions asked within its lyrics. And I ask you to do this. Just allow the Holy Spirit to consume you with God's amazing love and forgiveness and cleansing and healing. What will people think? What does it matter?
What will people think if they see me gaze into your eyes? Does it matter they don't realize that someone could really love me like you do? And what will people think if they see me let you take my hand? Does it matter they don't understand all the reasons that I love you? And what will people think when they see that love has made me weak? Will they see that it's just you I seek? Will they see a love found faithful and true? And what will people think if they see us in a holy dance? Will they say this is a fool's romance? Will they see that in my weakness I need you to take my What will people think? Will they see the bride of Christ in me? Will they understand that you can be all they ever have desired and much more? Well, I no longer care. Let the whole world see that I love you. Let them see in me what love can do. Take my life and show them love.
Father, we do surrender to you. All that we are, we surrender to you right now in this moment. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me share this with you. Matthew 10, 33 and 38 and 39 says this, "But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me. He who has found his life will lose it, and he who has lost his life for my sake will find it." That's truth. That's reality. Now, abandoning oneself to the healing love of Jesus Christ requires grace. Grace to endure when others mock you. Grace to keep your eyes fixed on Jesus when others would scorn you. Grace to keep telling what God has done for you even when persecuted. And the last time I checked, God's grace is sufficient. Period. Let's abandon ourselves to Him today and walk in the truth of who He says we are, regardless of what people think of us. It just doesn't matter. Well, today's episode of the Dennis Jernigan Podcast is brought to you as usual by mpdesignsjewelry.com. At mpdesignsjewelry.com, you'll find beautifully crafted, one-of-a-kind jewelry, or you can have the artist and my beautiful, awesome, amazing wife, Melinda Jernigan, create a special piece for that someone special in your life. Now, since my health has been brought to the forefront of my life, I've had to get creative in the way I get my message out there. Now, through a wonderful new technology, I can do just that, but I really do need your help. This new service is called Patreon. And you can become a member or a patron of my team at www.patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. That's patreon.com/Dennis Jernigan. Would you mind just checking it out and consider becoming a patron? That would mean a lot to me. Now, to help you in the renewal of your own mind and to help you take your own thoughts captive, don't forget to pick up a copy of my brand new book called Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers, Volume 2. Daily Devotions for Kingdom Seekers Volume 2 is available at the following online vendors: Amazon, Barnes & Noble, iBooks, Kobo, and anywhere else you buy books online. Or you can just click the link provided in the podcast notes and order your own copy today. Thank you so much for joining me here on the Dennis Jernigan Podcast. If you'd like more information on me or my story or my music, you can go to DennisJernigan.com. You can also follow me on Facebook. You can follow me on Instagram. You can find me on iTunes. And if you would like an MP3 of the song we did today called What Will People Think from the live recording I Belong to Jesus Volume 1, just go to the store at DennisJernigan.com. And if you remember nothing else, remember this: God loves you, and so do I. Now go and be who He says you are.